Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Mina. Ascendant, Libra, Vishakha Nakshatra. Mina's Libra ascendant brings a personality built on refinement, poise, and social intelligence. Libra is an air sign ruled by Venus, known for its innate ability to harmonize, mediate, and navigate relationships with elegance. At first glance, Mina may come across as diplomatic and composed, someone who values grace over confrontation and prefers tact to tension. But as with most Libra ascendants, this outer serenity often conceals an intense internal process of evaluation, discernment, and moral reasoning. What gives her Libra ascendant a distinctive edge is its placement in Vishakha Nakshatra. Vishakha, ruled by Jupiter, injects a burning sense of purpose beneath the polished surface. This is not the airy indecision commonly associated with Libra. Instead, there's an undercurrent of focused ambition, a hunger to achieve, to evolve, to triumph over inner and outer limitations. Vishakha natives often oscillate between different paths until they find one that feels destined. In Mina's case, this means that her sense of identity is forged not through static balance, but through the heat of meaningful striving. This blend activates the strategist archetype with a visionary tilt. Mina possesses the unique ability to map complexity with emotional insight and then translate it into measured, soft, graceful action. She is not someone who rushes toward goals with brute force. Rather, she evaluates, waits, observes, and then moves with precision. Her internal compass is guided by ideals, but her execution is always wrapped in diplomacy. The strategist in her does not crave visibility as much as it craves elegant effectiveness. She wants to win, but quietly, smartly, and without disturbing the ecosystem she so carefully maintains. Psychologically, this ascendant points to someone who is constantly weighing not just actions, but intentions. Mina likely evaluates people not just for what they do, but for why they do it. She is capable of profound social insight, often sensing the motivations behind others' words and behaviors before they're fully revealed. And because of this, her social grace isn't superficial, it's intuitive. She knows how to disarm conflict without direct confrontation, how to make others feel seen without compromising her own values. However, the dual rulership of Venus and Jupiter also presents a tension. One seeks harmony, the other demands meaning. Mina may at times find herself caught between wanting to keep peace and needing to pursue deeper truth. In early life, this can show up as people-pleasing or second-guessing. But as she matures, Vishakha pushes her to define her own success, not based on others' expectations, but on her soul's alignment with purpose. At her best, Mina becomes a poised leader who builds bridges without losing sight of her destination. She leads not by demanding attention, but by commanding respect. Through the strategist, she channels her Libran charm and Jupiterian drive into something enduring, a life that is not only beautiful on the outside, but deeply rooted in intentional growth and inner wisdom. Third house, communication, courage, and mental agility. Rahu and Mula Nakshatra, Sagittarius. In Mina's chart, the third house, traditionally associated with communication, self-expression, and personal courage, hosts Rahu, the cosmic disruptor, placed in Mula Nakshatra, a fierce and penetrating section of Sagittarius. This immediately signals that her mental wiring is anything but superficial. The third house isn't just about how she speaks, it's about what drives her to speak, what she risks to be heard, and what truths she's willing to dig up in the process. Rahu here creates a restless, hungry mind, curious, non-conforming, and often magnetized to controversial or unconventional ideas. Mula, ruled by Ketu, adds another layer, the need to uproot. Mina's communication style is therefore not content with surface chatter. She wants to get to the root of things. Her curiosity is not passive, it's investigative. There's a subtle defiance in how she communicates, a willingness to question authority, tradition, or anything that feels too rigid or inherited. She doesn't just want to express, she wants to expose, to unearth. This placement activates the maverick archetype in a sharp and cerebral form. Mina is wired to challenge norms, not loudly, but strategically. Her words may seem measured, but they often carry subversive intent. She knows how to use information as leverage, how to say things that provoke thought, and how to hint at deeper layers without saying them outright. In a meeting, she might ask the one question that shifts the entire conversation. In a friendship, she's the one who makes you reflect on things you hadn't dared to explore. Her mental world is unconventional and at times even radical, but it's always grounded in an instinct to go deeper. Psychologically, this third house suggests an early life sense of alienation in communication. Perhaps Mina didn't always feel understood, or maybe she had to learn to speak on her own terms, carving out a language that matched the complexity of her inner world. Rahu here brings a thirst for self-education. She might be self-taught in multiple domains, absorbing knowledge from unusual or non-traditional sources, often preferring raw experience over formal instruction. But there are also shadows to work through. With Rahu in Mula, the tendency to dig too deep or speak too forcefully can sometimes destabilize trust. There may be moments where Mina says something too soon, too intensely, or without preparing the ground emotionally. She may also wrestle with doubt. Am I being too much? Or will they understand what I mean? Especially because Rahu amplifies both the desire to be heard and the fear of being misunderstood. In her higher expression, though, this placement makes Mina a powerful communicator of truth, especially the kinds of truth others are afraid to touch. She doesn't settle for noise. She seeks signal. And through the Maverick, her voice becomes a force that doesn't just echo in rooms, it rearranges the furniture. Fourth house, inner security, emotional roots, and home Saturn in Shravana Nakshatra. Capricorn Mina's fourth house, a deeply sensitive domain linked to inner security, emotional grounding, and one's relationship with the concept of home, is occupied by Saturn, placed in Shravana Nakshatra within its own sign of Capricorn. This is a powerful karmic placement that reveals much about how she experiences emotional safety and how she handles the invisible weight of responsibility that often originates in childhood. Saturn here doesn't allow for an easy or carefree connection to one's roots. It speaks of an early environment that demanded maturity, restraint, or perhaps a silent endurance. Shravana, ruled by the moon, is a nakshatra of listening, wisdom, and deep internal processing. So while Mina may have grown up in a home where words were few, feelings were loud. She likely learned to become emotionally self-reliant, absorbing subtle dynamics, picking up on unspoken tensions, and learning to listen before she ever dared to speak. This placement activates the guardian archetype in its most quietly powerful form. Mina is someone who feels safest when things are structured, when emotional chaos is contained, and when everyone in the room knows their role. She brings a stabilizing energy to domestic spaces. She may not be warm in a sentimental way, but she is dependable, present, and unwavering when it matters. You can trust her to hold the fort, even when no one else steps up. Emotionally, Saturn here lends gravity. Mina may often feel like she's on duty at home, emotionally responsible for others, tasked with holding space, solving problems, or simply being the steady one. She may carry ancestral expectations, cultural roles, or familial obligations that she doesn't speak of, but deeply honors. At times, this can lead to emotional withdrawal, not because she doesn't feel, but because she's learned that feeling too much can shake the walls of the house she's trying to hold up. The Shravana influence adds an introspective, even spiritual tint. Mina finds solace in solitude, in reflection, in music, or in sacred silence. Her idea of home may not be tied to a physical space. It could be a private sanctuary she builds in her mind, filled with wisdom, stillness, and remembered stories. This is someone who listens more than she shares. But when she does speak, it's often with the weight of lived experience and quiet authority. The challenge with this fourth house is emotional suppression. Mina may internalize too much, believing she has to be the one to keep it all together. Her sense of duty can become a kind of emotional armor, strong but isolating. She may struggle to show vulnerability at home or find it difficult to truly rest, fearing that if she lets go, things might fall apart. But when integrated, Saturn in Shravana becomes a profound gift. It allows Mina to become a grounding presence, not only for herself, but for others. Through the guardian, she anchors her world with discipline, maturity, and emotional wisdom. Her strength lies not in flamboyant expression, but in the silent assurance that no matter how stormy life gets, the foundation she builds, within and without, will endure. Fifth house, creativity, children, and inner radiance. Mars in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, Aquarius. In Mina's chart, the fifth house, governing creativity, personal expression, children, and the joy of self-discovery, is home to Mars, placed in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, in the sign of Aquarius. This placement infuses her creative intelligence with an edgy, electric charge. Mars here is not fiery in the traditional sense. It's cerebral, unconventional, and fiercely independent. Mina's idea of joy is not about performance or applause. It's about pushing the boundaries of thought, inventing new patterns, or challenging the conventional in ways that stir the system. Shatabhisha, ruled by Rahu, is a nakshatra of secrecy, healing, and disruption. It's the place where old systems are dismantled and new codes are written. And when Mars, the planet of drive and instinctive action, finds itself here, it creates a kind of intellectual rebel, a reformer of ideas. Mina's creativity is not soft or whimsical. It's cutting, raw, and sometimes radical. She may express herself through themes that others consider taboo, futuristic, or intellectually dense. There's a brilliance in her mind that's often three steps ahead of her environment. This configuration calls forth the innovator archetype in its most nonconformist form. Mina doesn't just create, she reinvents. Whether it's through writing, teaching, design, or systems thinking, her impulse is to upgrade what's broken. She sees where outdated structures persist, especially in education, parenting, or creative expression, and instinctively knows how to deconstruct and rebuild. The innovator in her isn't always loud, but it is relentless. She may seem quiet in a crowd, yet her ideas are the ones people remember long after the noise fades. On a psychological level, this fifth house suggests a relationship with creativity that isn't linear. Mina may have felt different from an early age, either intellectually alienated or misunderstood in environments that prized conformity. Her childhood joy may not have come from toys or traditional play, but from discovery, exploration, and unlocking mysteries. As an adult, she's likely to pass on these same values, if not to her own children, then to students, mentees, or anyone she creatively guides. She teaches others how to think for themselves. Yet, this placement doesn't come without tension. Mars in Shatabhisha can create sudden bursts of energy, followed by withdrawal. She may have phases of intense creative production, then crash into solitude to recalibrate. There can also be challenges with self-doubt, especially if her ideas are too ahead of their time or too disruptive for mainstream acceptance. At times, she might question whether her voice truly belongs. But when integrated, this is a formidable placement. Mars gives her the stamina to fight for the future she envisions, while Shatabhisha lends the insight to heal through innovation. Through the innovator, Mina becomes a creator of futures, not by following a template, but by breaking it. Her joy is found in invention. Her creativity thrives on disruption, and her inner radiance is not warm and glowing, it's electric. And in the world she's shaping, that voltage is exactly what's needed. Sixth house, work, service, and the battle for balance. Venus, Mercury, Sun, and Moon in Pisces nakshatras. Purva Bhadrapada, Uttara Bhadrapada, and Ravati Mina's sixth house is a concentrated field of complexity, housing four major planetary energies. Venus, Mercury, Sun, and Moon. This is the house of daily work, routines, physical health, and karmic entanglements. With so much activity here, it's clear that Mina's life is deeply intertwined with themes of service, problem solving, and navigating inner and outer chaos. But the twist? All four planets fall in Pisces, a sign not naturally equipped for the grind of the sixth house. This creates a paradox. A soul wired for transcendence is asked to master the mundane. Venus in Purva Bhadrapada lends intensity and depth to her sense of service. She may be drawn to work that involves emotional crisis, spiritual healing, or transformation, yet she prefers to operate behind the scenes, dissolving pain rather than confronting it head on. This placement activates the creator archetype. Mina's idea of service isn't about efficiency, it's about bringing emotional meaning into form. Whether she's organizing, designing, or caregiving, she's crafting beauty through the invisible threads of her environment. But with Purva Bhadrapada's duality, her efforts may swing between burnout and inspiration, especially when emotional boundaries aren't clearly defined. Mercury in Uttara Bhadrapada sharpens the contrast further. Here, her intellect becomes devotional. She's not the kind to work for applause, she works for inner alignment. The architect archetype surfaces here. Meticulous, perceptive, and quietly relentless. She can design frameworks that others overlook, especially in educational, spiritual, or therapeutic settings. Her mind is tuned to long-term impact, not short-term results. Yet Mercury in a watery, spiritual sign may also bring moments of mental fog, confusion, or withdrawal, especially if her inner world becomes overwhelmed by external demands. The Sun and Moon, both in Rivati, amplify her emotional depth and spiritual sensitivity. Rivati brings closure, compassion, and the gift of subtle perception. The mystic archetype is unmistakable here. Mina may serve not through authority, but through emotional presence. Others may sense her as someone who gets it, not logically, but empathically. She's the one who senses the undercurrents in meetings, who hears what wasn't said, who remembers the story behind the task. Yet this emotional openness can also make her vulnerable to absorption, carrying burdens that don't belong to her, especially in work environments where energy is dense or chaotic. Together, this sixth house stellium forms a complex emotional ecosystem. Mina is not here to clock in and clock out. She's here to redeem suffering, to find beauty in broken systems, and to create meaning where others see only routine. But it comes at a cost. The battle here is spiritual fatigue. She may find herself overgiving, overfeeling, and overprocessing. Her challenge is to learn that helping does not mean rescuing, that presence does not require depletion, that healing others begins with learning how to restore herself first. In its highest expression, this house makes Mina a sacred worker. Her labor is not loud, it's healing. Her contribution is not in deadlines met, but in hearts eased, processes softened, and emotional truths gently held. Through the combined force of the creator, architect, and mystic, she transforms the battlefield of the sixth house into a sanctuary, where work becomes a vehicle for grace, and even the most difficult tasks become opportunities for quiet transcendence. Ninth house, belief, wisdom, and the soul's expansive longing. Ketu in Ardra Nakshatra, Gemini. In Mina's chart, the ninth house, representing higher knowledge, belief systems, spiritual teachers, and the soul's quest for meaning, holds Ketu, positioned in Ardra Nakshatra in the sign of Gemini. This isn't a gentle placement. It brings disruption to faith, deconstruction of ideologies, and a sharp intellectual restlessness that rarely finds comfort in one single truth. The ninth house typically uplifts through clarity and conviction, but with Ketu here, Mina's path to wisdom begins by unraveling what others might blindly follow. Ardra, ruled by Rahu, is intense, stormy, and associated with grief, renewal, and radical shifts. And when Ketu, the severer of attachments, lands in this nakshatra, it suggests that Mina's worldview has been shaped by loss, confrontation, or the deep questioning of what is real. Her journey toward meaning doesn't start with answers. It starts with disillusionment. She may have once clung to ideas, mentors, or teachings that later proved hollow, triggering a cycle of spiritual and intellectual stripping down. This placement channels the reformer archetype, but in a deeply internalized and often painful form. Mina is wired to question institutions, break out of inherited doctrines, and reconstruct truth from experience rather than tradition. She isn't here to be a disciple. She's here to become her own teacher. There's a quiet refusal in her, a refusal to accept just because it's written, a refusal to believe just because it's preached. Her questions often cut deeper than others are willing to go, and her detachment from conventional belief gives her an almost mystical independence. Psychologically, this ninth house indicates a solitary seeker. Mina likely feels like a misfit when it comes to traditional religion or social philosophies, not out of rebellion, but because her truth lives beyond dogma. Her mind is too sharp, her intuition too discerning, and her karmic path too heavy with past life wisdom to follow blindly. Teachers may come and go in her life, but none will define her. Instead, she builds her beliefs slowly, quietly, and through direct experience, often in private, in solitude, or after crisis. There's also a theme of grief and distance with the father or spiritual guides. Either literal separation, emotional misunderstanding, or a karmic rift that teaches her to stop seeking light from others and start kindling it within. She may have grown up feeling that the big answers were missing, and so she learned to live with questions, until those very questions became her sacred compass. In her higher expression, Mina becomes a spiritual cartographer, mapping meaning not from what she's told, but from what she's lived. She teaches not through lectures, but through presence, Through the reformer, she doesn't dismantle belief to destroy. It's to rebuild from authenticity. Her ninth house is not a temple, it's a storm. But within that storm, she finds a kind of truth no book could offer, raw, earned, and profoundly her own. 11th house, aspirations, alliances, and collective impact. Jupiter in Magha Nakshatra, Leo Mina's 11th house, the domain of long-term goals, social networks, and community-based impact, is lit up by Jupiter, placed in Magha Nakshatra, within the royal sign of Leo. This is a majestic placement, one that speaks of high ideals, noble visions, and a desire to uplift not just the self, but society. But it also carries weight. The Magha-Jupiter combination doesn't dream small. It dreams in ancestral proportions. It seeks legacy. Jupiter here suggests that Mina's social life isn't casual or superficial. It's tied to meaning, influence, and dignity. Her friendships often have a mentor-mentee dynamic. She may find herself as a guide, a wisdom holder, or even the conscience of a group. Her goals aren't just about success, they're about contribution. She wants to belong to something larger than herself, something that outlasts temporary trends. But with Magha's regal influence, there's also an inner conflict. The pull between leading from the front or quietly advising from the back. This is where the visionary archetype emerges. Mina carries within her a roadmap for collective elevation. She sees the big picture, where society could go, what her role could be, and how to move from chaos to cohesion. But she's not just a dreamer. Jupiter grounds her in principles, while Magha ties her to ancestral intelligence. Her visions often echo with ancient wisdom, even if they appear wrapped in modern ideals. She might be drawn to social causes, educational reform, policy, or systems that uplift the underserved. She doesn't just imagine a better world, she schemes it into possibility. Psychologically, this 11th house speaks of deep inner responsibility toward the tribe, whether that tribe is a family, a cause, or a community of thinkers. Mina may feel it's her role to hold standards high, to ensure integrity isn't lost in the noise of popularity. But this can also create a sense of isolation. While others chase trends, she's chasing truth. While others gather followers, she's scanning for purpose. At times, she may feel like the wise elder in a crowd of entertainers. Respected, yes, but rarely fully understood. This placement also hints at strong karmic ties with groups or institutions. Mina may find herself invited into elite or traditional circles, sometimes out of merit, sometimes out of destiny. And yet, the challenge is this: how to stay rooted in her vision without being consumed by the power structures that admire her. Magha can tempt with ego. Jupiter insists on virtue. It's a fine balance, one that Mina must walk with grace. At her highest potential, she becomes a compass for the collective, a leader who doesn't impose, but inspires. Through the visionary, she channels not just goals, but purpose. She aligns with people not just for progress, but for legacy. And in doing so, her life becomes not just a pursuit of dreams, but a blueprint for others to rise.